you have to do is just megar shor beget. That's all. Just give her a get. You don't have to make chalitzer anymore. Umachzira, and you can marry her back again. So we see, once you miyabim her, she's called your wife, finished. Mashmir, she's not called the first one's wife anymore. There's no more din yibum. So right, it's Reb Shimon. Tamura says no. Tamura says kasha. Hosam nami over here also. Lema v'yivma. Why don't we dash and even after you miyabim her, still the pasuk says v'yivma. That adayin yivum her shayna malehel. Why don't we say still the reclusion of the first one's brother is still here? And therefore, when you want to get rid of her now, true, you have to give her a get. Because you made Yibum, you married her, of a maybe with your boy Chalitza. You should also have to have Chalitza though. Because the first one's Kedushin is still here, so maybe you should have to give her Chalitza also. How come you're telling me that once you miyabim her, all you have to do now is just give her a get? Mashma, the first one's Isha goes off totally. Tamar says, no. Shani Hosam Diyomakro. That's a different drasha. The other pasuk says, V'lokhalay l'yisha. We dashin. The what? Kivan shalokha, once you miyabim, your brother's wife, you marry her, the lokha is nasis kishtal chodover. We dashin that she's mamish your wife, and you don't have to give her chalitzer anymore, only you get. Fred Gemari Hochi, if so, Hochi Nami? Let's say be our case also. Even after you miyabim her, there should not be a nisar reshasach anymore, and again to the third brother. Fred Gemara, no. But her kosa rachman of yivma. Here the pasuk says, "V'lochalay liyisha v'yivma." So we dashen even after you marry her, still there's some yibum. There's still some of the first one's kedushin still there. So therefore, there's two ridiculous drushes. One drush is mashma after you make yibum, she's totally your wife, and this drush is mashma over yivma that there's still some issues of the first one around. So what do we do? So Mar says now. So what we're doing now is that the one that married her, she's your wife totally. All you gotta do is give her a get. What didn't you yivma? What does it mean? There's some issues left. That's only the get to the third brother. To an ishus ashlo, how you be alamai? You should know that it's the third brother that's born after the first one died. He is always usher to that wife. For the Gemara, how do you know? Yes, Samara says, Marois, like how do you know which way to put which drasha? Samara says, Mistavra to Svara, that Shadya Hatera Hatera, that the brother that's marrying her now, being Miyabim, his brother's wife, making Bia, making Mitzvah Yibum, since he's doing it better, it's a Svara that Velochal Alisha, it's your wife now 100%. If you want to get rid of her now, all you have to do is just give her a get, no more Chalitza. Ah, we have a drush of the Yivma, there's still some Kedushin, Fishad Yisura Yisura. Put the Yisra negate to somebody that's also to her. Negate to a third brother that's first born after the first brother dies. The Chiddush is that the first brother's wife is always also to the third brother. Even if the second brother already made Yibum, and then the third brother was born, still it's considered a little bit the first brother's wife still, and therefore when they get to the third brother, she's always awesome. That's the time of the Rabbanah that says a third brother that's born after the second brother died is never muta with the first one's wife. So the moral of the Reb Shimon, what's Reb Shimon Svara? Tiyama her lo bo motza beheter, lo yom dolov, shuachas b'yisar. Reb Shimon Svara is know that when the third brother is born, the second brother already made Yibum, so now it's only the second brother's wife, and not the first one's wife anymore. So she's not called Esher Sacha, the first brother. So she's Mutter. For the Gemara is so Elamayat is so, Achoysoy Me'imoy. Let's say you have your sister. You have a sister from the same mother. She's also to you. She'enosa Ochi Me'yoviv. Now you had a brother, not from the same mother, but from the same father. And your brother from the same father married your sister. To him, to your brother, she was Mutter. V'yachakach Noilid Ach, and then you had a second brother born. Umeis, and he died. Is the locha tisyabim. There was a case like this, where again you had these two brothers, and one brother married the other one's sister. And then that brother died. And now a third brother was born. And then a third brother was born. Umeis, and now when the second one dies, is the locha tisyabim. We should say there should be a mitzvah yibum. Why? Hoy lubur motzav eter. Since when the third one is born, he finds now, like really it's his sister, but he finds his sister married to his brother, and therefore when his brother dies, there should be a mitzvah yibum. And you're telling me now, if when you're born, there's like a mitzvah yibum, you're allowed to be miyabim. So say this case also. Rashi says, before you were born, when the third brother was born, he found out that his sister is married to his brother, and now when your brother died, there should be a mitzvah yibum. Because when the third brother was born, the second brother is already married to his sister. So you're telling me now, if the third brother is born, that the second brother already married the first one's wife. So therefore, since the second brother married her, she's mutter to the third brother, the same thing should be by his sister. If the second brother married your sister, and then, when the second brother dies, the third brother should have a mitzvah yibum. So Mara answers Pashtu, there's no tzushtel. Mara says, Yisra achoysa lehechen ozal, about koponim lemaisa, she's your sister. She's your sister from the same mother. So true, your brother married her, so, but she's your sister. She's an erva. There's no Mrs. Yibum on your sister. For the Gemara of Sal, Hochi Nami here also. Isir Ochiv, Shtohoi Biolomoi, Leichen Ozal. So he had the Kashi and Abshimon, he had the Kashi here also in Abshimon. The first brother died, and the second brother was Miyabim. But Lamaisa, it was the first brother's wife. And now the third brother was born. Why do you say the third brother could be Miyabim? When the second brother dies, Lukhura, she's still a nation stock of the first brother. Like, what do I care if when the third brother is born? She's already married to the second brother, but what happened to the Yisra Reish Yisach? For the Gemara, Yisra Reish Yisach, Ochiv, Shlohoi Yibiyolom, Melechen Ozal, where did it go? So Marin says, no sushtel. Ha Yisura de Lesli Yatera. If your brother married your sister, so a sister is never a heter. You never have a right to live with your sister. So I don't care if your brother married her, and then you were born. So you're born when your brother married your sister already. It's your sister from the same mother. But so what? A sister never has a heter. So Mela, when your brother dies, Avad, there is no Mrs. Yibman, his wife, it's your sister. Your sister is never a heter. Abahai, hear this case, Isura the Yisli Hetera. What was the Yisur? Your first brother married, had a wife, and the first brother died. Now, she's an Eshesach. So the second brother went and was Miyabmah. Now, when the third brother was born, there's a svara to say, when the second brother was Miyabma, what was the Yisra involved? An Yisra of Eish Yisach. The Yisra of Eish Yisach, B'mokim Yibum, goes off 100%. That when the second brother was Miyabim, the first one's wife, it's a svara now, the Yisra went off totally. Yisra, Achoysoi, never goes off. A sister, it never goes off. But the Yisra of Eish Yisach, that goes off, B'mokim Yibum. Like last Rashi says, Abel Yisra, Eish Yisach, Eastlay Heter, Kishain Lay Bonim, when there's no children involved, there's a mitzvah yibum, you're allowed to marry your brother's wife. Hilkach, therefore, Kishemes Risha, when the first one died, Belay Bonim without kids, Poker Isur Lagabishani, Negate to the second brother now is allowed to marry her. There's a mitzvah yibum, the second brother can marry the first one's wife. Vinosu and Itaka married her. So since there was a Heter for the second one to marry her, it's like the Yisra Meshachach went off her. Therefore, the Ashlishis, Mikoyach Sheni Bo, when the third one now wants to marry her, he's not marrying her because she was the first one's wife, he's marrying her because she's the second one's wife. And the second one married her Beheter, so it's considered like now there's no more Yisra Reish Yisach of the first brother, that Yisra went off when the second one made Yibam on her. Therefore, the Yisra Reish Yisach, that goes off from Makim Yibam. So that's from Shimon Svara, that if the only thing wrong with this lady was, that she was once your first brother's wife, but since the second one made Yibum, the Mokim Yibum, that is the Reish Yisach goes off. So the third brother was born. The second brother already made Yibum, the Yisra Reish Yisach went off, therefore she's mut to the third brother. Mashenka and his sister, the Yisra sister never goes off, therefore she remains also. So the Mishnah. Kla Lomru B'Yibum. This is the Kla that we said by Hilchos Yibum, that kol she Yisra ever, anytime your brother's wife is an erva to you, means not only she's your brother's wife, but she's a second erva, she's your sister, she's your mother-in-law, like the first mission of Chamesh Esrei Noshim is loicholtzus loimis yabemis. There's no mitzvah chalitz, like the first mishnah says, there's no mitzvah yibum. Not on the erva, not on the tzara. That was the first mishnah. That's a klal. Now, what about Yisra mitzvah? Let's say your brother was married to a wife, that she's only yosa to you with an Issa Mitzvah. And Issa Mitzvah, the Mishnah will still explain. Or else, the Issa Kedusha. She's only yosa to you with an Issa Kedusha. One's an Issa the Rabbanin, and one's an Issa Chai V'Lavin. Not the Chai V'Krisis, only a Chai V'Lavin. There the halacha is, Chai Letzes Lemes Yabemis. In such a case, you have to give a Chalitza, but no Yivan. That's all. But Chalitza you have to give her. Because it is the mitzvah means she's only yosim with the rabbanin. Or it means hermosun says machloekus tumor what it means. She's only yosim with the rabbanin. That means with the raisa she's mutter. So with the raisa there is a mitzvah yibum. It's only with the rabbanin that she's yosim to you. Therefore you have to give the chalitza. And the other one chay vilavin also. You only give chalitza you can't make yibum. Musul sin the gemara why? Now what about achoisoi shehi yivimtoi? What about if she's your sister, but she's also your yivimtoi? So Rashi learns like this. Achoisa means shel erva. Kishi yivimtoi. Kagoin, what's the case? She noflu shtei achoyos mishnayachin. There were three brothers. Two of the brothers married two sisters. And now two of the brothers died. The two brothers that married the two sisters both died. So now lechura, two sisters are fallen to the third brother. So we had before the third brother can't be miyab neither one of them. Because anyone he goes to is called achois zukukosai. It's awesome. But what about in the case that are achas asurim mishum erva? Let's say one of the sisters is also to you for a different erva. Kegoin she kalosoi. Let's say she's your son, she's your daughter-in-law. Oy chamoisoi. She was your mother-in-law. So kitza, your two brothers both died. They married two sisters. Now two sisters fall to you for yibum. If one sister is an erva, so it's very good now. Only the other sister falls to yibum for you. So maybe you could be miabma. If you want to, you can make yibum. Is achoyis sheyivimtoi chaletz oimis yabemis? You can do whatever you want. Either make chalitza or else make yibum. Either one of the two is mutter. Now the Mishnah explains: is a mitzvah? What does an issa mitzvah mean? Shniyos medivrei soifrim. That means certain ladies that the rabbanon said is also like your great grandmother is only also with the rabbanon. We'll soon see what a shniyos means. These are ladies that midiraisa she's not a nerva. The rabbanon made her chokka to give her a dinerva. So Mele, if your brother was married to her, and then your brother dies, so the Mishnah says, Chalitza you have to give her. Because Midiraisa, there's a mitzvah yibum here. Midiraisa, she's mutter to you. It's only Midirabonim that she's a nerva. So therefore, Chalitza you have to give, but you can't be miyabna. Issa Kedusha, what does the Mishnah mean by Issa Kedusha? If your brother was married to a lady, that's an Issa Kedusha to you, that means she's a chai v'lavin to you. L'moshal almona l'kain gadol. Your brother married an almona, and you're a kain gadol. And now your brother died. So lachriz is no mitzvah yibum. Since that lady is an amona, and amona is also to a kohen gadol. Or else gerusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedyot. What about your brother for some reason married a gerusha? He wasn't supposed to. But I call upon him that she's a gerusha. And now she falls to yibum. Or else a mamzeris in the sinah. The lady is a mamzeris or in the sinah, the Yisrael. Even if the man's a Yisrael, it's chai v'lavin, a Yisrael kish. A Yisrael can't marry a mamzer. Or can't marry Nesina, or else a Bas Yisrael and Nosan, a Mamzer, the same thing. Or a Bas Yisrael, it's also to a Nosan, to a Mamzer, there's no Chai, it's called the Chai V'lavin, and the din is there's no Mitzvah Yibum. What does that mean, there's no Mitzvah Yibum? That you can't be Miyabimah, but a Kopon Chlitzi you have to give. That's the din of our Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying there are three types of Noshim here. There's one of these that's an Erva to you. She's a Chai B'Krisus. That was the first Mishnah that there's no Yibim at all. No Chalitza, no Yibim, not Midiraisa, she's Potter. Then there are two cases of Noshim. That's one, only Yosem with the Rabbonin, or else she's also with a Chai V'Lavin, that since there's only a Chai V'Lavin, there is a Mitzvah Yibim Midiraisa. And we'll see in the Gemara, really, we should say Yesodei Chaloisa say, but with the Rabbonin, though, we say you can't be Miyabma, and therefore the din is you have to give a Chalitza and no Yibim. Now the Gemara explains. Klal, what does the Mishnah say? Klal Amru, what's the general rule? What's the Lasu Yamayim? What does it come to include? So first the Gemara says, Amarafus Vapopom, Lasuya Tsoroth Islandis. It wants to tell us that a Tsoro of an Islandis is also called an Erva. Ukun Rabasi, we had before Rabasi Svara. If your brother was married to two wives, and one of his wives was an Islandis, she couldn't have any children. So when your brother dies, that lady, that wife, doesn't fall Yibum. That Isha remains with the Issa Reish Yisach. There's no Mitzvah Yibum if she can't have children. Therefore, she remains with an Issa Reish Yisach. So, according to Rabasi, the second wife is also Potter. She's a Tzoros Erva. That's what our Mishnah means to include. The Ikar the Amri, some said just the opposite. The Mishnah says, Kol Shi Surah Yiserva, Tzadiyak, Hu Diyasira Tzarasa. Only if the lady is Mamash and Erva to you, that's when the Tzar is also Asa. Holoi, Mashma, if the first wife is not an Erva to you, Mamish, Holoi Surah Yiserva, Mashma, she's not an Yiserva, then I would say Tzarasa, Loi Isura, that the Tzar is not Asa. So what do we come to tell the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush here? What type of a lady is not also to you, Machmas and Erva, that the Tzar is Muta? I'll tell you, Lemute Mai, what's it coming to exclude? On the Rav from Afopom, Lemute Tzara Silonis, comes to tell us that the Tzara of an Islandis is a Mitzvah Yibum. And it's like Rabasi, not like Rabasi. In other words, if your brother had two wives, and one of them was an Islandis, the Maisa, the Islandis, she's not also to you as an Erva. She's not a chayvik krisis. Just the pshat is there's no mitzvah yibum. So since there's no mitzvah yibum, not because she's an erva, but only because she can't have children, so true, you can't be miyabim her. But I call upon him the other tzara, we were paskin halacha before, there is a mitzvah on the other tzara. But the other wife, she's the only one that falls to yibum. And therefore on her, there is a mitzvah yibum. So Mishnah says in Miyad, only if there's no mitzvah yibum because of an erva. And that's why she patas the tzara. But by an islandist, there's no Mrs. Yibam, not because she's an Erevim, but because she can't have children, therefore she does not part of the Tzara. But then the Mishnah says, Achoyse Shiyavimtoi. So the Mara Achoyse demand, whose sister? Elai Madiyisa Mitzvah. Again, the case was, your two brothers married two sisters, and both brothers died, so two sisters now fall to the third brother. So Minastam, the third brother, can't be Miyab, neither one of them. But let's say one of the sisters is Osetim anyway, so she doesn't fall to Yibum. Only the other brother's wife, the other sister, falls to Yibum. Male is a Mrs. Yibum. Now, why was the other brother's wife, why was that sister Rasa to you? Achoyse demand. Eli Madiyisa Mitzvah, if you want to say it's only Yosim the Rabbonin, Freddy Gemara, it doesn't make it can't be. Kivan di Midiraisa Ramya Kamei, since Midiraisa, both sisters fall to you for Yibum, you can't be Miyabim one sister. Poor Gabi Achoyse Kukosai. Any sister to be miyabim now, it's considered like you're marrying Achois, the sister of Zekukosai. Because the other sister is also Zokuk to you. Both sisters fall to you. So you can't be miyabim either one of the two. So how could our Mishnah say if one is an Issa Mitzvah, you could be miyabim the other one? Elo Avada, what our Mishnah means to say is, Achoisai the Issa Erva. It means to say when your two brothers died, one of those wives, one of the sisters, is, let's say, your mother-in-law. One of them is your daughter-in-law. So one of them is also to you, Alton Erva. So she, the cloud, doesn't fall to you, to Yibam. Which one falls to you? Only the other one's wife. So therefore, you could be Miyabim, the other one's wife. Now the Mishnah explains. Issa Mitzvah, what does that mean, Shnius? The Demara, my Korla Issa Mitzvah, why is it called an Issa Mitzvah? Omer Abaye, because the cloud is, Mitzvah Lishmoya Divri Chachamim. There's a Mitzvah to listen to what the Chacham tell us. And the Chavim will soon see a whole tzettel, the Chavim made up a lot of noshim that are also to you, midirabonin. Midiraisa, she's mutter to you. It's only midirabonin, shniyas, that she's also to you. Then the Mishnah says, Issa Kedusha. What is that case? That's the case of Amon Lekoin Godel. Grusha Vchalus Lekoin Hedyet. Kid says, Chai Vilavin, Chai Vilavin, Chai Vilavin is a locha that you have to give Chalitza and not Yibam. For the Gemara of Amai Korla Issa Kedusha, what does Chai V'Lavin have to do with Kedusha? And tomorrow there's still, because the Pasuk says, Kedoshim Yiyu Lelakeirim. So Mela, as Kedoshim Yiyu, it says this Pasha in the Pasha of Arois. So therefore, what's also to you with Chai V'Lavin, it calls it an Issa Kedusha. Alright. Because it's talking about the Pasha of Arois here. So what's also to you with Chai V'Lavin, has it called Kedusha. That's why it says Nisa Kedusha. Tanya Yehuda Weimer. Tanya Yehuda Machlev. Yehuda changes it around the other way. That Issa Mitzvah, when the Mishnah says Issa Mitzvah, that's Chai Vilavin. That's an Amon Lekoin Godol or a Grusha Vechlus Lekoin Hedyet. The Amai Korla Issa Mitzvah. Why is it called a Chai Vilavin? Why is it called a Mitzvah? The Echsiv, because the Pasuk says, Eile HaMitzvahs. So now also in the Pasha of Arroyis, it says, Eile HaMitzvahs, it's Rashi, B'Soif Sefer Teres Kanim. Umashma the Yakoil Sifra Koin, no Sefer. The Chol Azaras Kanim Hosim Ksiva. Sefer is called a mitzvah. That the Yisurim of an Amon Lekoin Godol, that's Mechlal a mitzvah. Right? And he says, Issa Kedusha, when the Mishnah says a Lashon of Issa Kedusha, that means Shnias Medivrei Seifrim. That means Noshon that are only Yosef to you, Medivrei Seifrim Medirabonin. So, my Karli Issa Kedusha, why is it called an Issa Kedusha? Omer Rabbaya, Kol HaMekayim Divrei Chachomim Nikra Kodesh. Whoever listens to what the Chom tell them is called a Kodesh. For the Gemara Omele Rova, you make it a deek now, that the Chol Sheinu Mekayim Divrei Chachomim comes out if you don't listen to Chachomim, is just Kodesh Udala Mikri, you're not called a Kodesh. But Rosh and Amala Mikri, Mashmi, not called a Rosh Rida. And it's not that way. If you don't listen to the Rabbonin, you're called a Rosh. So what do you mean if you listen to the Rabbonin, you're called a Kodesh? Why are you called a Kodesh? Elo, so El Rava says like this. Elo, my Rava, it means like this. Kodesh Atzmucha B'mutlucha. So how you decide what the Rabbonin Asa thinks is that Midirais it's Mutter. But there's an Indian to be Kodesh yourself. Even certain things that are Mutter, don't do it. In order not to be over Nisa Diraisa. So the reason why the Rabbanan made these Noshim Asar, in order you should not come to be over the Issa Torah. That's called Kedusha, means be Mekadish yourself. Don't do certain things that you're allowed to, in order you won't come to do something that's Asar. Now, what's an Issa Lav? The Mishnah says, Amon L'Kohen Gadol. If your brother married an Amona, and then she falls L'Yibam to the Kohen Gadol, there's no mitzvah. He can't be Miyabim, only he can make Chalitza. So Mar says, now, Kaposik Batoni, we learned, Loishna min anasuyin, Loishna min erisin. It doesn't make a difference if she fell when the first brother already made nasuyin, they lived together, or only min erisin, they didn't live together. It doesn't make a difference if your first brother's wife is a bula, or whether she's a bsula. So, Bishleim min anasuyin, Bishleim, if the first brother had nasuyin, lived with her already. So it comes out now that this Isha now, when your brother dies, she's two things wrong to the Kohen Gadol. First of all, she's a Be'ula. Her Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah sasei only to marry a Besula. He has to marry a Besula and not a Be'ula. Here, since the first brother had Nisuyim with her, it's an Esei V'loi sasei. For the Kohen Gadol now to marry her, first of all, there's a Lav, she's an Amona. And secondly, the Nisra sasei, she's a Be'ula. Her Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah sasei to marry a Besula. So therefore, now, when the brother dies, it's good while the Kohen Gadol cannot do the mitzvah sasei of Yibum. Why? Because the klal is v'yein esrei doichel loy sasei b'esrei. An esrei of yibum a mitzvah sasei is not doichel, not an avera that has two things to it. If the avera has a lav and an esrei, you don't say esrei doichel loy sasei an esrei. But the question is elam in erusin. Let's say the first brother only made kedushin with his wife; he didn't live with her yet. So now, when the brother dies, lechura loy sasei gredhu. The only thing that's wrong with her to the Kohen Gadol is that she's an Amona. That's only one lav. For the Gemara Kasha, why can't the Kohen Gadol make Yivim now? Yovoy Esei, let the mitzvah Esei of Yivim come, v'yid chalais Esei, and let it be doicha this lav of an Amona. Kohen Gadol is only chayv lavin. How come the Mishnah says there's no Yivim? Why not? Say yes to the chalais Esei. So first the Gemara wants to say it's Xeris HaKosiv, Omer Rav Gidlo, Omer Rav, Omer Krona Pasuk says, v'olso Yivim to Ashara. You take Yivam up to the gate. Shein Talmud Leim Yivimta. It says the word Yivimta is extra here. She could have just said V'yolso Ashara. We're talking about a Yivama. What does it have to say V'yolso Yivimta Yashara? Ma Talmud Leim Yivimta. What is an extra word Yivimta? Teaches like this. Yesh lecho Yivama achas. There is a type of a Yivama. Shoyle lechalitza. We're talking about here now taking her up to the gate to give a chalitza where the Yavam doesn't want to marry her. Only give a chalitza. So a dashin is such a type of Yavama that she has the mitzvah chalitza, but v'ein ha'oyle le'yibum. There's no mitzvah yibum. How is that? If she's an erva, there's no mitzvah chalitza either. If she's mutter to you, you have both chalitza or yibum. Where's the case that an isha only has chalitza, not yibum? V'yezazu, what do you have to say? What is this case? That's chai v'lavin. So Chur was saying, it's there's a custom now, chai v'lavin doesn't have yibum. For the Gemara V'yei Mechai V'Krisis, maybe it's going even on Chai V'Krisis, there's only a Ptur of Chalitza and not of Yibam. Maybe Chai V'Krisis. And this the Gemara says, no, Omakron, the Pasuk says, Im lo yach bois ish lakachas. If the man doesn't want to be Miyabma, then he gives a Chalitza. Mashmi has a choice. So, Chachof it's Miyabim. But if he wants to, he could make Yibam. So it's Mashma that kol oilo li Yibam, oilo li Chalitza. Any isha that you could make yibum, then there's a mitzvah chalitza. But the chol shein oil yibum, any type of an isha that has no mitzvah yibum on her, like a chai v'krisis, you can't be miyabim her. If so, the pasuk is telling you, ein oil le chalitza. There's no din zika le chalitza. And we'll soon see there's a maskon even for chai v'lavin. You never have a zika just for chalitza, not for yibum.
Midiraisa, if she's zokut you, if there's a mitzvah, there has to be a mitzvah for both. A mitzvah for Yibum and a mitzvah for Chalitza. And Chai v'Krisa, since there's no mitzvah for Yibum, Huadin is no din for Chalitza either. So far, we're only saying that by Chai v'Krisa, not by Chai v'Lavin. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, if that's true, Chai v'Lavin nami, even Chai v'Lavin also should not have a mitzvah Chalitza. And if the Gemara Riba Rachmona, the way you dashed before, the word Yivimto is Mashma, there is a Yivama that has Chalitza and not Yibum. So Chutzah Stira. So for the Gemara, my Rayis, how do you know to put which one has Chalitza, which one does not have Chalitza? So the Gemara says, Mistarva.